Hello, friend. Today we are going to read a short story called The New Ride at the Zoo. I will read the story first, then you will read with me. Point to the words as I read. Listen as I read and visualize or make a movie in your mind of what is happening in the story. The New Ride at the Zoo. Drew woke up right when his alarm went off. He did not even hit snooze. Drew was in a good mood and flew from his bed. He was meeting Cooper at the zoo today at noon. The two of them were going to meet at the ticket booth inside of the zoo to get tickets for the new roller coaster ride. Drew could see the park was quite full. He just knew there would be a line for the new ride. When Cooper and Drew got their tickets, they went right over to the ride. The line was long and curved like a snake through the zoo. "There is a long line," Drew said. "What do you think, Coop? Do you want to wait?" "You know I do," exclaimed Cooper. The line went fast, and Drew and Cooper were at the front in no time. When it was their turn, Drew and Cooper got into the first coaster car. "This is going to be so cool," Cooper said. Drew lifted his hands up and yelled, "New rides rule!" When the ride was done, Cooper said, "I am starving." "Me too," said Drew. "Let's go to the Blue Moon Sweet Shop to get some ice cream." Cooper nodded, and they flew off to go get big scoops. Now, let's choral read together. Point to the words and try to keep your voice with mine. Drew woke up right when his alarm went off. He did not even hit snooze. Drew was in a good mood and flew from his bed. He was meeting Cooper at the zoo today at noon. The two of them were going to meet at the ticket booth inside the zoo to get tickets for the new roller coaster ride. Drew could see the park was quite full. He just knew there would be a line for the new ride. When Cooper and Drew got their tickets, they went right over to the ride. The line was long and curved like a snake through the zoo. "There is a long line," Drew said. "What do you think, Coop? Do you want to wait?" "You know I do," exclaimed Cooper. The line went fast, and Drew and Cooper were at the front in no time. When it was their turn, Drew and Cooper got into the first coaster car. "This is going to be so cool," Cooper said. Drew lifted his hands up and yelled, "New rides rule!" When the ride was done, Cooper said, "I am starving." "Me too," said Drew. "Let's go to the Blue Moon Sweet Shop to get some ice cream." Cooper nodded, and they flew off to go get big scoops. For the last reading, let's read the story together using a whisper voice. Drew woke up right when his alarm went off. he did not even hit snooze. Drew was in a good mood and flew from his bed. He was meeting Cooper at the zoo today at noon. The two of them were going to meet at the ticket booth inside the zoo to get tickets for the new roller coaster ride. Drew could see the park was quite full. He just knew there would be a line for the new ride. When Cooper and Drew got their tickets, they went right over to the ride. The line was long and curved like a snake through the zoo. "There is a long line," Drew said. "What do you think, Coop? Do you want to wait?" "You know I do," exclaimed Cooper. The line went fast, and Drew and Cooper were at the front in no time. When it was their turn, Drew and Cooper got into the first coaster car. "This is going to be so cool," Cooper said. Drew lifted his hands up and yelled, "New rides rule!" When the ride was done, Cooper said, "I am starving." "Me too," said Drew. "Let's go to the Blue Moon Sweet Shop to get some ice cream." Cooper nodded and they flew off to go get big scoops. Thank you for reading with me today, friend.